Check it out. We're back here again. Podcast number, well, three or four, depending on what you're counting. Sorry, first of all, I got to apologize for not doing the 4th of July extravaganza like I promised. I did actually do it. It's just sucked horribly. Maybe I'll just throw it up right after this one, too, and then I can hear a bunch of bullshit about how much it sucked. But anyways, moving on. I know I said I was going to do a lot more of this. I had some big plans, some Skyping and some other things. But as you all noticed, I did not get to that. Been pretty busy with work. Just like I mentioned in the last one you guys got to listen to, Cattle Company being bought out by JBS Swift. And so just super busy and lazy at the same time. So that's where I'm at. You know, speaking of work, I was working this weekend, well, today actually, and from about the time the sun came up till about 9:45 in the a.m., it was nice and overcast and just beautiful weather. But so I was just cruising around the feedlot, checking cattle, work, you know, talking to the guys, seeing what's going on, and a song popped into my head, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with it or not, but it's Barefoot Children, you know, Dancing in the Rain by Jimmy Buffett. And so I really wanted to hear something like that, and I have Sirius, so I jumped over to Margaritaville, and it was nothing I cared for. So I was like, well, there's got to be something on the Sirius I would like to listen to at this time, you know, soothing, just kind of chill, relax. And I stumbled on a station called Escape, and let me tell you what, that channel is freaking awesome. I don't know, maybe some would call it like elevator-esque music, you know, similar to elevator music, but it played like a lot of good songs. It was pretty cool, and just really relaxing, and it was a nice way to work until about 9:45. You know, it made me want to be over in, like, San Diego, in a beach house on the porch, you know, kind of a little cold in the morning, and big cup of coffee, you know, like the cup, you see it on TV, on the movies all the time, and they got that big cup of coffee, and it's more like a bowl than anything, and then whether it's the guy or the girl, she, you know, woke up early, or he did, and let's go with she. She's out on the porch and has a blanket and it just, you know, made me think of that and made me want to be with life coach over there on that beach in San Diego and with that big saucer of milk, you know, and kind of bundle up in a blanket just like you see on the movies. You know, speaking of that, the movies make everything look so simple. Like, for instance, the bundling up together in a blanket on the front porch. If anybody has ever tried it, it is the biggest clusterfuck ever. You know, you can't get the blanket, you know, it's either all on her feet and none on mine, or all on mine, none on hers. Pain in the ass. Movies make it look so simple and romantic and beautiful. Does not work that way in real life, and it makes Life Coach really, really angry with me, and I'm just like, look, this isn't a movie, it's real life, you know, shit doesn't work out the way you always want it to, the blanket doesn't always fit, to say, but anyways, I guess that'll be a good transition into our relationship show. Right now, we'll kind of discuss a little something more for the males in the audience, but, you know, females, pay attention. This could be good for you, too. I would just like to start out, so all guys just know, you know, right here, going forward, all women are crazy. I mean, insane. And I say that with sound facts, having grown up with three sisters, one mother, and now being married to one. I'm somewhat an expert on this. But they're absolutely crazy. They function off nothing more than emotion. And I'm not talking the emotion like a guy playing football is running on, emotion and intense, totally different type of emotion. This kind of emotion is like, let's just, for example, this never happened, but we'll use it as an example. I'm talking to life coach, and I say, gosh, it's so neat that somebody discovered the world is round. And life coach would say, this is to prove how crazy they are. She would say something to the effect of, when you say the world is round, that doesn't feel right to me. And so I like to believe that it's flat. And I say, well, that's fine. You can believe that. But, we've been to outer space. We've seen the Earth. It's, round and definitely not flat. And she goes, well, yeah, but I like to think of it as flat because that makes me feel good. And this is an example of how they work off nothing but emotion. Absolutely fucking insane. And so there you go, guys. That's one of the best pieces of advice I can give you. So here, So I guess we'll move on. A lot of you guys, I imagine, are single. Not everybody's married like myself. The married guys can appreciate this, but for the single guys, let me throw this out there. If you're looking for a girl to date, it's tough. I believe it's a numbers game. You're just kind of shooting a shotgun, throw it out there and catch a bunch of them. Because I'll be honest, just a glance or a first conversation will tell you absolutely nothing. These women are shapeshifters. They're shapeshifters. Let's just say that. Because the girl that you take on the first date may not be the same girl you take on the second date, if you guys are understanding me. The timeline for all these shapeshifters are, and they all are, guys, they all are. The timeline on this isn't exact. It's not after the first date or the second date or 6 months or a year. They're all different. Be careful. I'm just warning you, be careful. And pay attention. One day, the greatest woman on earth. The next day, you walk in the house, dog tired, been working all day. She's been doing nothing but eating bonbons, sitting on the couch. Not bonbons. Bonbons, sitting on the couch, doing nothing. And you walk in the house, and she is spitting venom at you. Venomous words in your face, and this is the shape shifting that I'm talking about. But so that's where it's at. An example of shape shifting, gentlemen, is this. Be thinking of this when now we talked about finding one to date, so you found her, and then we all know that she changed, so she's a different girl now. And let's say there's something that bothers you about this woman. I don't know. Something that really, really bothers you. But for some reason, you let it go. You say, oh, whatever, I can deal with that. Let me tell you this, guys. And listen carefully. 3 days after you are married to this woman who has the thing that you are annoyed with, it will still be there. And then in 6 weeks, it'll show up. And in 6 months, it'll get a little bit worse. And this problem that you had before will never stop getting worse. That's it. So make sure it's something you can handle. I guess the two things to walk away from today's talk would be just when you're going into battle, know that all women are crazy. Two, They're venom-spitting shapeshifters. And three, find one that's crazy enough that you can handle. Let me rephrase that. Find one whose craziness you can handle, because they're all crazy. So, with that said, I'm going to give you a heads up, too. If you work with older guys who are married, odds are most likely they're going to be miserable in their marriage. Or at least that's what they'll say. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. And if should you be engaged and about to get married, these gentlemen will try to sway you. They're going to tell you things, very, very evil things about the female gender and what happens after you get married. So be weary of these guys, and believe that the one that you have is the exception to the rule. And, yeah, that's all I got. Here in closing, got to give a shout out to a couple of my sponsors, S&S Welding, for all your fabrication needs, and to PB Custom Hay Sales and Harvesting, where hay is our business. Also, I'm going to throw out there, we now have a Facebook page, except for freaking Facebook keeps kicking out Yuma Radio as a name. So we're going to go under my real name, which is Jimmy Perry. And so check that out. Look for Jimmy Perry. And yeah, I went to U of C. I'll try to find some of you guys. Take it easy. And still remember to be safe.